वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर जो ऑर्टन. ठीक है, जे ओ ई जो ओ आर टी ओ एन ऑर्टन. नाउ द डेट्स ऑफ जो ऑर्टन आर फ्रॉम 1933 टू 1967. नाउ ही वॉज अ ब्रिटिश प्लेराइट एंड ही इज पर्टिकुलरली नोन फॉर हिज मकैबर काइंड ऑफ फार्सेज और कॉमेडीज दैट ही रोट एंड मेनी अ टाइम्स दीज फार्सेज और कॉमेडीज लेड टू public outrage. Now let me first tell you that Orton was originally a unsuccessful actor. Later on he turned to writing in the late 1950s, and in the year 1964 he published his radio play called The Ruffian on the Stair. Okay, The Ruffian on the Stair, R-U-F-F-I-A-N, The Ruffian on the Stair. This was a successful radio play and it made him pretty famous, and afterwards he has published three important plays that you should know about. And remember, one is called Entertaining Mr. Sloane. ठीक है, Entertaining Mr. Sloane. Sloane की spelling क्या है? S-L-O-A-N-E. Sloane. This came out in 1964. Afterwards, Loot. L-O-O-T. This is the title. ठीक है. This came out in 1965. Afterwards, What the Butler Saw. ठीक है, What the Butler Saw. This came out in 1969. So after the death of Joe Orton, it was produced posthumously. And all of these are examples of black comedies. Okay? Unconventional kind of black comedies that scandalized audiences with their examination of moral corruption, violence, as well as sexual rapacity. Okay? And another thing you'll find is that his characters react with a kind of comic propriety even to scandalous and disturbing situations in which they find themselves. Okay? In the plays. Now, I mentioned that three of his most famous plays are examples of black comedy. तो ये black comedy क्या होता है? I'll discuss that in a minute. But before that, let me quote a critic who talks about the works of Joe Orton, who describes the works of Joe Orton. ठीक है? Quote: The comic tradition exemplified in Oscar Wilde and Noel Coward reaches a high point in the subversive farces of Joe Orton. Homosexual like his two predecessors, means Joe Orton was also a homosexual, Orton allowed his sexual viewpoint to determine much of the satiric attack on society's hypocrisies. For instance, in the play called Loot, which is a black comedy involving the taboo subject of death, hilariously mixed up with sex and money. Okay? Now, afterwards, the next play was Entertaining Mr. Sloane. This is also a comedy of forbidden sexual attraction. ठीक है, a comedy of forbidden sexual attraction, a theme developed in Orton's last play called What the Butler Saw. ठीक है, What the Butler Saw. This play takes sexual and psychological subversion to new heights of farcical exploration. ठीक है, so from an exam point of view, just remember the name of his three important plays. ठीक है, and also remember that throughout his career, through his writings, he shocked, he outraged, as well as amused audiences, okay, with the black comedies that he wrote. Okay, now let's understand what black comedy is. Now, a one-line definition of black comedy can be: it is a type of comedy in which tragic or distressing subject, okay, a tragic or distressing subject matter is dealt with in a humorous way. Okay, so usse kehte hain black comedy. And it is said that black humor or black comedy often uses farce and low comedy to make clear that individuals are helpless victims of fate and character. Okay? And often you'll find in black comedy or black humor the juxtaposition of ghastly elements or macabre elements with comical elements, just to underline or underscore the senselessness or futility of life. Okay? So this is broadly what black humor is. And in terms of the practitioners of black comedy, one I mentioned, Joe Orton. Other good examples can be the famous work by Kurt Vonnegut, okay, Kurt Vonnegut, called Slaughterhouse 5, okay, Slaughterhouse 5, which came out in 1969. Ye bahut hi acha example hai black comedy ka, okay. Now, another example of black comedy can be the famous novel Catch 22, okay, Catch 22 by Joseph Heller, okay.